The COVID-19 shutdowns have resulted in fewer cases of other common viruses, including colds, the flu, and gastrointestinal problems. Doctors are saying that there appears to be less transmission of those illnesses, which are usually much higher during the winter. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Dr. Yvonne Maldonado, Chief of Infectious Diseases at Lucile Packard Children's Hospital. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Maldonado. First, is this national finding consistent with what you are seeing locally?
Absolutely. We are seeing a real reduction or almost a disappearance of a lot of the common respiratory viruses that we normally see surging actually during this time of the year. And that wasn't unexpected because we just did hear from the Southern Hemisphere that has their winter 6 months ahead of ours that they were seeing the same thing.
So it's because we're washing our hands, it's because a lot of us aren't getting anywhere near anybody, it's because we're wearing masks, or all of the above?
Probably all of the above. I do think, you know, people say, well, people used to think, well, we get cold because we go out in the cold weather and get a chill. But we're still doing some of that, going out working in the yard or doing other things. But it's really keeping people away from each other that's preventing infection. The other thing is kids aren't seeing each other. And we know that children can really transmit diseases like the flu and common colds. And they frequently are the way many of us get exposed in our own households.
From what I'm reading, a lot of experts are warning that there could be a spike when the pandemic starts to wind down. Does that concern you?
Well, I mean, I think, we don't really know what will happen, obviously, but it is a concern in the sense that we at some point will go back to being around lots of other people and maybe not masking and distancing. Hopefully that won't happen too soon because we're not ready to take those masks off and to stop distancing. But it may be that we'll see a resurgence when people start gathering again. I understand that is happening, for example, in Australia, where they are seeing some degree of increases in some of these diseases as people do tend to get closer together than they're supposed to. So there may be a little bit of a resurgence, or there could be a large one. Hard to know. We do, one of the things that we can depend on is that this is an unpredictable pandemic, and our behavior really will shape what happens next.
But the resurgence of other viruses other than the coronavirus, it's inevitable, is it not, when we all start getting closer to each other?
Yeah, viruses are pretty hardy. They figure out how to hide and come back to see us. They figure out how to mutate and show up again. I mean, I don't think we're really anywhere near from getting rid of all of these different agents. We may see, in fact, some cycles where you don't see some viruses really for a couple or 3 years, and then they pop back up. So where they go, we're not really sure. They probably spread in a very low level and then kind of come back after a certain level of immunity drops in the whole population. So they'll be with us for many, many years to go.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you there. Quickly, before we let you go, I do want to shift gears and ask for your thoughts on word today that anyone flying to the U.S. will soon need to show proof of a negative test for COVID-19. Does that strike you as a good move?
Well, I think it's kind of, we already let the cat out of the bag here. I think it's a good, we should have started doing things like this many, many months ago, but I guess it's a good start. But they, in addition to that negative test, they really need to make sure that they can track, people, do contact tracing and all that. So it's helpful, but if they're trying to keep the variant out, we already know we have variants. I think it can't hurt, but it's a little too little too late, but it can't hurt.
Always appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Dr. Yvonne Maldonado, Chief of Infectious Diseases at Lucile Packard Children's Hospital.